Terabytes is for informational and educational purposes only. Nothing on the show is advice. No financial, tax, legal, or any other kind of advice. Nothing we say is an inducement to make a particular investment or follow a particular strategy. Anything you invest in is at your own risk. Do your own research and consult with professionals.
Welcome back to Terabytes, everyone. We've got Guy Ziskind on, the CEO and founder of Secret Labs. Now, Secret Labs, one of the major forces behind the technology at Secret Network, which we've talked a lot about on the show, as it's a Cosmos chain and has a bunch of interactions with Terra. And in the future, the two will enable one another, with UST being a great stablecoin, other things being moved over to Secret Network and providing some DeFi experiences on Secret Network, and also Secret providing anonymity features to Terra apps and the Terra blockchain in general. So we're moving towards that future, and Secret Labs is the team that is getting us there, but they're also bringing so many other things as well to Secret Network and to adjacent networks. And we've got Guy on today to primarily talk about Legend DAO, the Legend DAO universe, which is an NFT project. It's got so much going on, and we're here to talk about why private NFTs matter, why you would want NFTs to be private, and the other great features and experiences that Legend DAO is bringing. But first, Guy, welcome to the show. How is it going for you?
Hey, how's it going, man? Thanks for having me. It's going well. We have a lot of stuff going on, a lot of balls in the air, but we're pretty excited.
Awesome. Well, I think maybe a great way to start, just to follow up on what Pete said there, is, you know, Secret has come up with these private NFTs, right? So you can basically choose whether to expose the data of the NFT or not. And I just am curious, what makes that important compared to the current state of affairs with NFTs, where everybody's showing them off as their profile pictures? And if you know I own one of these, then you can kind of see everything that I own.
So first of all, just to clarify, so Secret NFTs, they have two components. They have the public component, so you can definitely put in Secret NFTs like public metadata, just like you can in any NFT. But then there's also the private component, where there you can put metadata that only the owner has access to, or anyone that the owner himself delegate access to. And that is very important, because you're right. Sometimes the use case require things to be public. Sometimes you want things to be private. And I would argue that in most cases, you actually want both. You want some component public and some component private. And even if you take like the idea of just like regular PFP NFT drops, right, the simplest ones, then, you know, let's say you have a Bored Ape or a Galactic Punk or an Anon. So what would make sense, what would make more sense than the NFTs we see today, is that everyone on the public part would see a low res, maybe watermarked version of the PFP, and then only the owner would get access to the high res, like 4K version, that then they can do stuff with, right? They can resell it for, like, I don't know, like a Netflix show, or they can just go ahead and print it high res and hang it on their wall and all that. But I think it's right to give some kind of distinction between what everyone sees that you can brag about and the quality that you as the owner see. And that is just the most basic example. Like, I think pretty much any NFT can be made better if you involved private content as well.
Yeah, and I think, too, not to get too far off the rails here as we get started, but as we see NFTs sort of evolve away from just profile pictures, I think a strong use case that a lot of people have speculated about is, like, licensing. And that's huge for licensing, is that ability to sort of show somebody a sample of your work without giving them the full experience. And so I'm sure you guys have thought of that as well. And so I think it's going to be super important that you have sort of this ability to kind of, you know, privatize or create private NFTs that you can share just with select people for licensing purposes. But we're here to talk about Legend DAO. I do want to dive into this. And I think if you could just give us kind of like a high level overview of what Legend DAO is, and why is this an important launch for Secret?
Sure. So Legend DAO, I'd say it's a new kind of NFT platform, but that would probably be an understatement. It's really the culmination of a lot of aspects that we loved in crypto in the last 3 years. So it's, on the one hand, it's an NFT platform, and it's really meant for blue chip projects. It's not meant to be a marketplace where everyone can come in. The idea is to bring the best and most interesting NFT content into that platform. But then from the user perspective, it's almost like a game. The idea is to create a platform where everyone, anyone basically, can come in and have an engaging factor, some kind of positive feedback loop, where they start with a very baseline avatar or character. You can see some examples here, and kind of like grow them, right? Like level up, get experience, get better quality equipment. And the main goal is that the stronger your character gets, the better NFT content you get access to, the more staking rewards you earn. So there's a real meaning. It's not just like a play to earn game. There's a real meaning to kind of like interacting with the platform. So that's kind of the idea. And on top of all of it, there's a DAO that governs everything, both for governance, and also it takes a lot of inspiration from DeFi 2.0 protocols. So it's kind of like all of these combined into one.
So what are some of the, can you elaborate a little bit on some of the inspiration from DeFi 2.0 protocols? Like what features and mechanics are brought into LegendDAO from those protocols that you had in mind?
So we took a look at some of the DeFi 2.0 protocols like Olympus DAOs and others. And I'd be very open. I don't think that the way Olympus DAO and OM did their finance, their tokenomics, it's sustainable, so that's not what we took. But we do think that the protocol-owned liquidity aspect and the idea that the DAO itself builds a treasury, which can be used to provide liquidity in things like Osmosis or used for buybacks, or in our case, actually used to incentivize like even underwriting great IP. So for example, a lot of NFT projects today like just an open secret in the NFT world. When people today are trying to get the best talent, people like Quentin Tarantino, Michael Jordan, and so forth, in many cases, these people, just to get in the door, they want a minimum guarantee that the project is going to be successful. And with LegendDAO, actually the DAO itself can put into a vote and say and decide whether the community wants to underwrite some IP so that it's then used as a drop in the system. So all of these things can be made possible by protocol-owned liquidity, which is, a hallmark property of DeFi 2.0. So that's aspect number one. Aspect number two is the fact that some amount of tokens can be sold directly from the DAO at a small discount. Just like how OM bonding works. Do I need to explain how OM bonding works? Or is that something that people are familiar with?
I don't think so. If you want to see how OM works, we actually have a video. What is it called, Evan? It's like three OM experts explain OM to Pantera or something like that.
Yeah,
I think we'll try to drop a link in the description here. But Evan got interested in OM and similar protocol and liquidity mechanics a few months ago, maybe in the fall, and he just had some people come on and explain it. So we'll drop that here.
Cool. So skipping that, basically the idea is that people who are entering LegendDAO, kind of the universe, they have to get Legend, and they can get it on secondary. But also not to break the experience will essentially allow them to bond and buy Legend directly from the DAO in the platform, in the game. And they would buy it at a small discount, which would make it kind of lucrative. That's also the part that enables the DAO itself to build its own protocol-owned liquidity and then do all of the things that I mentioned before. But the trick is that unlike OM, in this platform, there's a nice twist. When you bond, when you buy basically Legend tokens from the DAO itself, there's a cooldown period. There's like 14 or 21 days if you want to basically unbond so that people don't, arb the system. This is like OM, but the component that isn't like Ohm is that the tokens that you buy from the DAO, they are immediately usable in the platform. So you can earn staking rewards on them and you can use them to play the game. So the game is mostly like buying loot boxes, buying equipment, participating in mints and all that. So that's kind of like a new twist on how to say to people, yeah, you can buy it from the DAO. You can go ahead and sell it immediately, which is something that we think is useful, but you can still use it in all of the platform features.
And if I wanted to get some of this Legend token, which currencies would I be using to deposit into the protocol own liquidity to get those?
Oh, Luna, USD, and Secret, of course.
Very nice. Very nice.
Pretty much any IBC token, but I do expect USD to be one of the heavy ones that are very heavily used.
Now, the website says people get excited about airdrops. There have been fewer airdrops recently because of, I guess, controversy in the community over whether that leads to tokens getting dumped by people that aren't interested, right? There is a mention here that to reach a wide distribution across the entire Cosmos ecosystem, most circulating tokens would originate in an airdrop to Secret holders primarily, which makes sense, but also Atom and Luna holders. Is that up to date? Can you tell us more about what most circulating tokens mean? Is there a rapid issuance schedule that means that that's only most of the initial supply, but isn't most of the total supply? Tell us more about the Legend token.
Sure. So the numbers are not final yet. Basically, the way we're doing it data-driven. We've taken benchmarks from all the successful recent launches of platforms like Stargaze and Osmo and others. And we're essentially targeting it such that each person gets not a crazy amount, but a good amount in line with what other successful projects did. So we're still fine-tuning how much of the airdrop would be to the community. It might be 5%, it might be 10% of the total supply, but it would definitely be the vast majority. And by vast majority, it's probably 70% plus of the initial supply will just be airdropped. Now, in terms of being updated, look, I don't think it's a secret. So pardon my pun. But Secret and Luna, Secret and Terra, we've had a very close relationship in the past year. Very, very close relationship. I'm hoping I'm not saying something I'm not supposed to, but actually, you know, it's been published. Terraform Labs are part of our ecosystem fund. Doe is personally invested. Doe is actually personally invested in Legend DAO. So we've received a lot of support from the Terra ecosystem, and we are very, very excited about SUST and private UST. That's something I personally use. I'm a dedicated Anchor user. I pretty much swapped, and Secret Labs itself swapped pretty much all of its USDC, USDT holdings. All of them are in UST right now. So long story short, we are very, very in line with the Terra ecosystem. And I think unlike many other airdrops that originated in the Cosmos ecosystem, it was and still remains very important for us to give back to the Terra ecosystem, which is why Luna is part of the airdrop and a big part of it. If anything is not up to date here, is that we're actually still thinking whether it's going to be Atom or Osmo as the third prong, but it's definitely going to be Secret and Luna.
Now, I want to dive a little bit more into the NFTs and sort of the journey that people can go on. You've got this unique play to mint mechanic that you've introduced here. And that it starts with something that you've called the Council of Guild. And this is sort of like the OG avatar, I would imagine, right, of the platform. What is the benefit for someone to come in and kind of get in early here and have one of these Council of Guild NFTs? And then what is the user experience like moving forward from there?
So let's start with the Council of Guild because that's simple. The Council of Guild essentially is going to be a 2D generative art version of what the avatars in the game are going to be. It's a collection of cryptids. There's going to be three base characters. Two of them are, let's say, more male-like, and one is more female-like, and they're obviously going to have all kinds of equipment. They're going to look really, really sharp. We published one example, but we got a few more. It's they're actually not
Where's
on the
website. Where can I find that example, and I'll put it up?
Maybe we can go to the Legendary Twitter and scroll a bit down. The Discord. Twitter, I think, is going to be faster. So there's an example there. And actually, we have a few other revisions we'll share soon, which are really cool. But other than
check this out. Very nice. The Council of Guild. Yeah, there's a whole lore set up if you go to the website and you check out. Here we go. An example you mean here? Yeah.
Yep. That's one of them. That's one of the three base characters. This is without a lot of like equipment and obviously generative art features. This is pretty bare bones. Anyway, the Council of Guild, you know, is part of the lore. Basically, the council are the ruling governing body of the Guild Mountain. The Guild Mountain is basically where all the cryptids, the Yetis and the Sasquatch and the Bigfoots of the world have been hiding for many, many years. And they've actually realized that with the revolution of information technology, that's humanity's best way to interconnect with each other and move forward millennia of wars, basically, because all of the boundaries are being broken. But the problem is that the web has become very, very centralized. But with the rise of blockchain, they realize that, you know, that's actually the way the internet should go. And so they are basically revealing themselves now. And actually, as part of the lore, they're actually designated. The council, the inhabitants of Guild Mountain are basically the ones who have created Secret Network and are using that to kind of like spread out into the cosmos and make sure that that is how the Web3 revolution is being built. So people can check it on the website. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty nice. But the council.
I like that theme, like the guardians of the revolution, right? Like we don't want Web3 to be another Web2. Web2 brought great innovations, but ended up with all these terrible like corporate citadels and who knows what else, right? And then we don't want that to happen again. And we see the pressures from centralized entities and from nefarious actors and from, shall we say, less libertarian people that are really trying to push Web3 into a mold that'll just make it like more of the same. So this is really cool lore. I really vibe with this. The guardians of like the Web3 revolution.
Thank you. That's exactly how we feel. That's exactly the resonance we wanna create. But beyond that, basically more like out of universe, the Council of Guild collection is the OG collection that's going to be out. So again, it's a 2D version, very high quality, different rarities as usual with generative arts, but it's going to provide really and I think almost unparalleled list of benefits to holders compared to other projects, because of the depth of the Legendary roadmap. So one thing that's going to happen, for example, is that anyone who buys a Council of Guild NFT, they're going to get, we're still not sure if it's going to be wings or it's going to be a cloak, but it's going to be one of those. It's going to be some cosmetic item that you can then put on your in-game avatar, your character in the game. Only the people from the Council of Guild will get that. And it's not just cosmetic. It's also it also gives you a really important benefit. It's going to increase your base staking APR compared to everyone else. So anyone who wields it on their avatar, and only the people who are in the council can do it, will be able to to get that benefit. There's going to be three tiers. If you buy five, we're still unclear on the numbers, like we're still finalizing that. But if you buy, say, anyone who buys an NFT in the Council of Guild will get a bronze, let's say, cloak that gives them, like, I don't know, like 5% stake in rewards increase. Anyone who buys three will get a silver one with 10%. And anyone who buys five will get a gold one with 20%. Again, the numbers are not final, but that's the idea. Another benefit is that anyone who buys the guild also gets an avatar. So that's a base level one character in the game later on in the platform. Once that's out, that's going to be a 3D version. And you also get a loot box. Loot box in Legend DAO, they can either hold legend tokens, they can either hold in-game equipment for your avatar, or they can have actual NFTs. Like they can have a Tarantino NFT, or you know, an Anon's V2 NFT, or whatever is part of the mint. And another thing that we're introducing is something that's called the whitelist NFT. So sometimes you won't get the NFT directly, but you would get a whitelist NFT that, by the way, you can trade in secondary, that gives you access to a future mint, whether on Legend DAO or with someone who partners with Legend DAO. So you're going to get a free loot box that gives you one of those. And you're going to get access to a specific OG room, OG role, all of the usual stuff. And you're going to also get... you're going to get, and that's really interesting. So anytime we partner with a drop, there's going to be a small portion of the drop that's going to be airdrop for free to the Council of Guild holders.
So the Council of Guild, the minting is coming. You've been giving away whitelist spots for people who are interested in getting whitelist spots and maybe participating in the mint. Are there still avenues for them to do that? You said they could be sold on secondary market. Is that live yet, or will there still be more whitelist giveaways? Are there certain communities that are getting whitelist spots? Tell us a little bit more about that.
There are still whitelist competitions going on. We're doing them weekly. We're trying to be creative and doing all kinds of them. It's working pretty well. One thing that we're starting now is to engage with the different NFT Cosmos communities. We really want the NFT holders in Cosmos, the OGs, to kind of come to us. Or we're gonna do a giveaway dedicated to the OG secret NFT communities like Anons and a few others. And our next venture is actually to the Terra NFT communities. So I'm not sure, like, if any one of them is listening, like, we'd love to talk to you. We want to get the Terra NFT communities and to collaborate with them and have some giveaways for their communities as well. And we're going to move to other Cosmos NFT communities after that.
I love the idea of the loot box. I think that's super innovative, and it's a cool way to collaborate, I guess, between like all the different projects that are coming out. And so if you get one of these Council of Guild, or I guess any avatar, like after that, you can, like, you've gamified basically earning NFTs and collecting NFTs, I think might be a better term. I want to see if I can squeeze like some alpha leaks out of you on the show, because that's what we like to do around here. You guys mentioned that there's some high profile artists and some athletes on the roadmap for some NFT collections that might be in those loot boxes. Can you, like, you know, blink twice if it's Michael Jordan or Wayne Gretzky, and just let us know, you know, who can we expect to get some cool NFTs from?
Let's say, well, it's not Michael Jordan, not yet, unfortunately, but that's actually, I can say that that's like our number one target. So we're trying to reach. So if anyone listening to this knows Michael Jordan or his agent or anything, let me know. We would be excited about that. But seriously speaking, we have I think a really well-known director that's gonna be releasing it's not Quentin Tarantino this time, although Quentin Tarantino is expected to have another drop on Legend Down at some point.
Blink but, twice if it's George Lucas.
We'll wait. We'll wait for the second blink.
Yeah. So it's gonna be really cool. Like, there's gonna be a really innovative drop with like a lot. It's gonna be a new movie. It's gonna be sold as a secret NFT. So one of the cool things about secret NFTs is the private part of the NFT can actually be a movie, right? That you haven't seen before and that no one has seen before. So I think that's a really interesting medium. And some of the NFTs will have the full movie, and many of them will have like other like director cuts or like all kinds of like exclusive content. Like, we're still building the content, but it's gonna have like mind-blowing exclusive content. So I think that's really cool. Another one is we have a couple of top athletes, you know, NBA, other major leagues in North America. I think that's pretty cool but pretty usual at this time. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to always give, like, because of the secret NFT capability, like an added value, like things that haven't been done before. That's kind of like our shtick. One drop that I'm actually really excited about, I mean, one drop before that that's going to be really cool. There's like a classic, let's say, horror movie series that is super creepy. Pretty much everyone knows it. And we're gonna have a blast with that. Like, we're gonna have that as a collection, and it's gonna be really unique. Hopefully it's gonna be really creepy to be in line with the movie. So I'm super excited about that one. And another one I'm super excited about is there's a Top Chef, and he's actually doing like most of his drop on Ethereum. But those are gonna be like plain generative art drop. Nothing.
Is he from the United Kingdom?
He has restaurants in the United Kingdom, but no, he's not from. He's not native to the United Kingdom.
Oh.
So no, it's not. It's
is
not,
he
it's
from
not,
Italy?
I would,
all right, I'll stop asking. Yeah.
But the cool part is that on some of those are gonna be sold on Legend DAO as a drop. Those are going to look part of the main generative art on Ethereum, but only the ones on Legend are going to have a secret component, which is a secret recipe that he shares with the audience, different secret recipes.
Wow.
Very nice.
I mean, this is, we're moving further and further away from the idea that NFTs are just JPEGs that you can right click and save, right? If your NFT gives you utility, where it gives you like more bonuses, right? If you have that bronze cloak or that silver cloak or gold cloak, and you're getting higher staking rewards or access to a community like Anon's NFT, or if you're getting secret content that no one else can view, right? Like, you can't right click any of those things. It was an important stage to have profile pics because we had to get some of the basics down. But now, hopefully, as these features roll out, it'll shut up the people who just like right click. So before we go, guys, is there any last thing you'd like to share or ask us?
Two things. I mean, first of all, yeah, people should also go to the Discord. That's usually where the best whitelist competitions and the way to get to the whitelist are. Anyone wants to help, just ping us, either DM me. My DMs are open on Twitter, so I'm GuyZis. Would appreciate a follow as well. But anyone who wants to help, we are super community oriented and geared, so we'd appreciate that. I guess the one last thing I want to ask is, like I said, we feel at home with the Terra community. We think that at the end of the day, Cosmos is about interoperability, and there are partners that we just feel more natural with. And my question is, you guys are, you know, like 10x more knowledgeable about Terra and what's going on there. How can Secret be a better partner to Terra going forward?
Pete, you want to take that one? It's a good question.
I mean, my developer mind kicks in, right? And I'll share details that probably aren't appropriate for this show. But I really look forward to increased just like the future I envision technically is one where Secret is almost like provides APIs to other chains, right? In order to enable private components. And I know that that is like something that's unprecedented, like that kind of cross blockchain functionality and the kind of smooth interaction. So I'm really looking forward to that. And we try here to get the Terra community excited about privacy in general. Because for instance, you want to be using your UST around and going to Evan's Bagel Shop or, you know, Guy's Books down on the corner, but you don't want your purchase history and the entire route you walk when you go shopping and things like that to just be on a public blockchain, right? So you want that optional privacy and just figuring out how to integrate more Secret functionality with specifically with Terra Commerce, but also with Terra Finance, right? Is something that I really want to see. And that's impinging and that's on both of Terra, both of the communities, right? So going forward, I think that one of the best integrations between Secret and Terra isn't just bridging across and using in each other's ecosystems, but also some kind of initiative to get the commerce and finance apps, the user commerce and like payroll and investing apps and things to incorporate Secret functionality so that some of that activity isn't publicly available to everyone.
Yeah, and I think just to go a little bit further, I'm glad, Pete, you brought up payroll. I know that there's definitely some people out there that are building like the early stages of DAO tooling in the Terra space. And, you know, some of those small teams, if they're paying out contractors at different rates or even just, you know, any business, I've spoken to people who have like play to earn guilds and they're worried about different people at different levels making different amounts depending on what their deal was with the guild itself. And so, you know, just tighter integrations all around, I think would be really helpful so that people can, you know, pay people, but keep it more discreet than on a public blockchain. So I think the stars align really well for Secret and Terra. But you know, it's easy to imagine the integrations, but obviously from a technical aspect, you can't just snap your fingers and get it done overnight. So.
Well, right. But I guess there could be simple first steps. Like for instance, a commerce app could, or a payroll app could maybe integrate something where like UST is sent to a contract that processes it through Secret and then sends it back to, you know, sends it to the final destination or something. Somehow obfuscates that or something like that. And that's out off the top of my head. And I'm already thinking of a couple problems with how that would be executed, but like somehow providing a tool to applications and say, hey, if you want enhanced privacy, here's a thing you can use. That doesn't necessarily require users to go through 10 steps to do it. You know what I mean? That's the dream, of course. But I think that's something we've seen that we're working towards and that we'll eventually end up at. I love what you guys are doing in LegendDAO. If you want to check them out, anybody watching it, LegendDAO does not have two Ds, legenddao.io. If you put two Ds in, you'll get a GoDaddy Park domain. I know this from experience. And you can go there and check out all of the LegendDAO universe, the roadmap, what they're doing with the tokens, the team, although it just gives you a bunch of LegendDAO characters in different colored outfits right now. Guy here is named as one of the team, unless that's a different guy. Go to LegendDAO, I believe it's LegendDAO NFT on Twitter. Yes, LegendDAO 1D NFT on Twitter to get the latest updates, to look at whitelist contests, to get the little latest promotional videos and some samples of the Genesis collection. Give them a follow and share, subscribe, rate, review this video, do all the things in order to bring people that are into NFTs into this conversation so that they can experience LegendDAO, Secret, Cosmos, so many other things, and they can discover them by discovering our videos here at Terabytes.